Yet here he was being shown into the First Admiral's office by Captain Maynard Kana. Circumstances muted the sense of excitement. He wasn't sure how the First Admiral viewed his handling of events on La Londe, and the staff captain had given him no clues. Samuel Alexandrovich's office was a circular chamber 30 meters across with a slightly domed ceiling. Its curving wall had one window which looked out into Trafalgar's central biosphere cavern, and 10 long hollow screens, 8 slowly flicking through images from external sensors, and the remaining 2 showing tactical displays. The ceiling was ribbed with bronze spars, with a fat AV cylinder protruding from the apex resembling a crystalline stalactite. There were 2 clusters of furniture, a huge teak desk with satellite chairs, and a sunken reception area lined by padded leather couches. Maynard Kana showed him over to the desk where the First Admiral was waiting. Auster, Dr. Gilmore, Admiral Lawani, the Fleet Intelligence Chief, and Admiral Mutella Kohlhammer, the First Fleet Commander, were all sitting before the desk in the curved blue steel chairs that had extruded out of the floor like pliable mercury. Kelvin stood to attention and gave a perfect salute, very conscious of the 5 sets of eyes studying him. Samuel Alexandrovich smiled thinly at the junior officer's obvious discomfort. "At ease, Commander." He gestured at one of the 2 new chairs formatting themselves out of the floor material. Kelvin removed his cap, tucked it under his arm, and sat next to Maynard Kana. "You handled La Londe quite well," the First Admiral said. "Not perfectly, but then you weren't exactly prepared for anything like this. Under the circumstances, I'm satisfied with your performance."
"Thank you, sir."
"Bloody ESA people didn't help," Mutella Kohlhammer muttered. Samuel Alexandrovich waved him quiet. "That is something we can take up with their ambassador later, though I am sure we all know what the outcome will be. Regrettable or not, you acted properly the whole time, Solanke. Capturing one of the sequestrated was exactly what we required."
"Captain Auster made it possible, sir," Kelvin said. "I wouldn't have got the Marines out otherwise."
The Voidhawk captain nodded thankfully in acknowledgement. "Nonetheless, we should have given your situation a higher priority to begin with and provided you with adequate resources," Samuel Alexandrovich said. "My mistake, especially given who was involved."
"Has Jacqueline Couture confirmed Laffan's existence?" Kelvin asked. Part of him was hoping that the answer was going to be a resounding no.
"She didn't have to," Samuel Alexandrovich sighed ponderously. "A Black Hawk," he paused, raising his bushy ginger eyebrows in emphasis, "has just arrived from Tranquility with a fleck from Commander Olson Neal. Under the circumstances, I can quite forgive him for using the ship as a courier. If you would like to access the sensivize." Kelvin sank deeper into the scoop of his chair as Graham Nicholson's recording played through his brain.
"He was there all along," he said brokenly, "in Durringham itself, and I never knew. I thought the Yaku's captain left orbit because of the deteriorating civil situation."
"You are not in any way to blame," Admiral Lalwani said. Kelvin glanced over at the grey-haired, Edenist woman. There was an inordinate amount of sympathy and sadness in the tone. "We should never have stopped checking all those years ago," she continued. "The presence of Darcy and Laurie on La Londe was a rather miserable token to appease our paranoia. Even we were guilty of wishing Laton dead. The hope overwhelmed reason and rational thought. All of us knew how resourceful he was, and we knew he had acquired data on La Londe. The planet should have been thoroughly searched. Our mistake. Now he has returned. I don't like to think of the price we will all have to pay before he is stopped this time."
"Sir, Darcy and Laurie seemed very uncertain that he was behind this invasion," Kelvin said. "Laton actually warned them of this illusion-creating ability the sequestrated have."
"And Jacqueline Couture agrees he isn't part of this," Dr. Gilmore said. "That's one of the few things she will admit to."
"I hardly think we can take her word for it," Admiral Kohlhammer said.
"Precise details are for later," Samuel Alexandrovich said. "What we have with La Londe is shaping up into a major and immediate crisis. I'm tempted to ask the Assembly President to declare a state of emergency. That would put national navies at my disposal."
"In theory," Admiral Kohlhammer said dryly.
"Yes, and yet anything less may not suffice. This undetectable sequestration ability has me deeply worried.
It has been used so freely on Lalonde, hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions.